أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير صدق الله العظيم. This is the last ayah of Surah Luqman. Few ayats before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala began to describe in various ways the very great Qudrat of Allah, the ilm, the knowledge of Allah, the hikmah, the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us about the day of Qiyamah. Coming to the close of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah's knowledge, such knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not passed on to anyone in the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some kitabs of tafsir has it that there was a person that came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about five things, and in response to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah. Also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the hadith, he has explained that utitu mafatiha kulli shay'in illa al-khams, I have been given the keys to all things except five. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala exposed me in different ways to different levels with regards to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but these five things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give me exposure to, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not reveal. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, inna allaha indahu ilmu sa'a, certainly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knowledge of sa'a, is the knowledge of the day of Qiyamah. When would the day of Qiyamah come? That knowledge lies only with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. With regards to some aspects of the day of Qiyamah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of it was revealed in the Quran Kareem, some of it directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then expressed by way of the ahadith, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us some idea of what Qiyamah will be. But with regards to the coming of Qiyamah, the time of Qiyamah, that only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has knowledge of. With regards to some of the signs of Qiyamah, that also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us. The second, Allah ta'ala says, وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sends down the rains. In other words, that is the doings of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That formation of clouds, the condensation, evaporation, everything, saturation, all that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it lies in the Qudrat and in the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is in the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala where rains will fall, how much of rains will fall, whether they will be in the rains of rahmah and mercy of Allah, whether they will be destructive. All that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No human being, no other makhluk has that knowledge but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this to the malaika that are in charge, but generally by and large that is the knowledge of Allah. And the whole act of the formation of rain and the whole cycle, that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one else has any share in it. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever is in the wombs. Now today we have ultrasound, so when a woman is expecting, she becomes pregnant, so that ultrasound may be able to detect whether it is a male or a female. But that is just one glimpse of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about here. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, ma fil arham, whatever is in the wombs, that knowledge only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has. The gynecologist may be able to detect whether it is a male or a female, but over and above that, how long the child will live, that knowledge is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what will be the actions of the child after the child comes into this world, whether the child will be pious, impious, whether the child will be believer, disbeliever, all that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that knowledge belongs only to Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala. So whatever little glimpses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, that doesn't mean that we may have made scientific progress, but that doesn't mean that a person has knowledge of the unseen, and that knowledge is equal to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَى. Coming more specifically now to an individual, and some of the commentators have explained that here Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala, actually from the previous ayat, Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala speaks about the day of Qiyamah, how the day of Qiyamah will be, what are some of the aspects of the day of Qiyamah. But at the end of that ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Let not the life of this material world deceive you, and let not the deceiver deceive you. But despite the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala warns us so much in the Quran Kareem with regards to the shortness of this life, with regards to the everlasting hereafter, but yet man persists in acquiring and achieving this material world, and there is no problem to that extent. But then man persists to such an extent that man becomes negligent of the hereafter. Man becomes unmindful about standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then sometimes what happens is man becomes so arrogant and man becomes so crazy in his mind that he begins to believe that he is in actual fact the architect of his own life. He feels that his destiny is in his own hands. He feels that whatever is earned is because of his own accomplishments, and he forgets Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala in the entire equation. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَى. No soul knows what it will earn tomorrow. In other words, we do not even know whether we will live tomorrow, and if we do live, whether we will be healthy enough to go to work, whether we will be healthy enough to earn, that all we have absolutely no knowledge of. And that knowledge lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sort of curtails our desires and that crave that we have for this material world. That we just need to ask ourselves a simple question. Forget tomorrow. Would we be able to live to see the next second? Would we be able to live to see, to breathe the next breath? All that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have absolutely no knowledge of it. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that no soul knows in which land it will die. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the land in which we are going to die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left another thing also more uncertain to us than anything else, is none of us know the time that we are going to leave this world. So Allah makes reference to the place, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make reference to the time. Because by and large, most of us are resident in a particular place, and more often than not, we live more of our life in one place than another place. But even then, we cannot guarantee that we are going to die at home, or cannot guarantee whether we are going to die in the office or in the shop if we spend more time over there. That is not guaranteed. Then how would we come to know the time, which is a continuous movement, second per second, time moves upon us. And hence, if in a state of stagnation, where we live in one place, we cannot determine where we are going to die, how would we know the time that we are going to leave this world? And then eventually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes, and Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Certainly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all-knowing. There is no doubt in the fact that whatever is good for the human, whatever is good for the individual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribes it upon that person. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestows it upon that person. And that is all in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khabir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of the state of our heart and the conditions of our hearts with regards to the issues of this life, with regards to our attitude towards the hereafter, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows all that. So very briefly and in short, here in this ayah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has spoken about five aspects. And all these five aspects, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of. No one else but Allah Rabbul Izzat has the knowledge. And it is important for us to understand and realize that insofar as our sustenance, forget it not being in our hands, we don't know what we will earn tomorrow. Insofar as our life is concerned, forget the time that we will leave this world. We don't even know where we are going to leave this world. We can only hope that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes us in the best of places, but that is in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.